Hi there. The word for you today is, what mistakes are you making? Solomon writes in Ecclesiastes 9 and 17, words of the wise should be heard. Don't be afraid to ask yourself, what am I missing? What do I not know yet? Some people expect nothing but trouble. They're pessimistic, so they don't look for anything good. But then there are others who have a tendency to assume that everything is good. Both kinds of thinking can hurt you. Elizabeth Elliot, author of All That Was Ever Ours, points out, and I quote, all generalizations are false, including this one. Yet we keep making generalizations. We create images, graven ones that can't be changed. We dismiss or accept people, products, programs, and propaganda according to the labels they come under. We know a little about something, and we treat it like we know everything. Learn to be more discerning. It's easy to make decisions based on what you know, but there are always things you don't know. It's easy to choose a direction based on what you see right now, but what don't you see yet? We learn only when we're willing to ask, what am I missing? That question causes you and those around you to stop and think. Now, it's easy to see what's obvious, but asking tough questions brings to the surface things that aren't obvious. Not asking questions is to assume that a project is potentially perfect and that if handled with care, there will be no problems. You learn in life, often painfully, that this simply isn't reality. Two things will stop you dead in your tracks. First, overanalyzing to the point that you're paralyzed and afraid to act. And number two, underanalyzing and moving ahead before you have sufficient knowledge and the wisdom to implement it.